Blog Talk Radio.
Connections, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Kevin Vaughn, and I'm excited about you being with us. Thank you so much for joining us, guys, for those listening all across the planet, and those who may be listening a little later on, too, as well. Thank you so much for joining. Hey, we got a special guest, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Sanara Barbara, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be with us, president and owner of SCB Consulting. So that's SCB Consulting, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Sanara Barber is going to be with us. Can't wait to bring her on live in a few seconds here. Just a few announcements, ladies and gentlemen. You may ask, hey, what is Power Connections? Power Connections is all about connecting you to powerful people, people who are movers and shakers in their own right, people who are making a difference in their community, in their homes, in their families, in the nation, and even internationally as well. That's what Power Connections is all about, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much. Again, hey, your host is Dr. Kevin Vaughn. We're broadcasting worldwide from the great state of Georgia, and we're excited about you being with us today. Hey, I want to let you know the call-in number to listen to Dr. Barber tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is 347-843-4559. The number is 347-843-4559 if you want to be part of the programming tonight as well. So thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to give also an introduction to Dr. Barbara too as well, let you know a little bit about her. We want you guys to know that you can go online, specifically on LinkedIn.com, and type in Sanara Carter Barber, PhD. She's a doc. I love it, Dr. Barber, and get some information, more details about who she is and what she's all about. So we're excited about that as well. So appreciate you guys joining us tonight. We're going to get started. We're going to be opening up the lines a little later on. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Barber, we're going to do that if time permits, and we'll keep it moving as well. But we're really excited about what's going on around the globe and around Scott. You know, we got some exciting topics, too. I know I can't wait to talk to Dr. Barber about some things, but also, too, we're going to have her come back periodically, too, and talk about some things as well. So I'm kind of excited about that. So we're going to get this baby rolling, guys, and get this thing started right. Hey, guys, real quickly, our special guest is Dr. Sanara Carter Barber, and she's the president and consultant for SCB Consulting, ladies and gentlemen. SCB Consulting mission is to empower those who seek excellence and maximize creativity through their expressive arts therapy. We were talking a little bit about that on the off the air there with Doc, and we're going to talk more about that, the expressive arts therapy, how important and timely it is. We strive to empower our clients through the arts of using music as a tool for personal growth and healing. Wow, that's great. Yeah, because music touches, it's amazing. Music touches like everybody on the planet, right? We aim to lift up our clients to achieve the ultimate personal well-being and to enlarge their vision. We promote good health, mental health, through the integration of using music to tell one story. That is powerful, Doc. I love that. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Sonora Carter Barber is also conducts expressive arts therapy, diversity and cultural competency, workshop training, of course, in that area, consults clients on academic, career, and personal goals, evaluates teachers' portfolios, which is great, and last but not least, provides consultation to individual groups regarding business projects. And also, too, Dr. Barber also has been part and is probably still a member of the Toastmasters International, but she held the vice president membership there a while back. So I love that about that area as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot going on. We want to get this. This is Power Connection with Kevin Baum. I want you guys to put yourself together. Put yourself together. Put your hands together for Dr. Barber as we open up her mic. Doc, how you doing?
Woo-hoo. I am. Good afternoon. Good evening. I am fabulous,
yes,
and improving. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you so much, Dr. Vaughn. This is an honor.
Oh, thank you so much. The honor is all mine, and we just thank you for being with us and taking some time out. And one thing I do want to get, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Carter, one thing, Dr. Barber, excuse me, is you just had a birthday just recently. Is that true? I understand your birthday is May 13th.
I did.
Oh,
yes.
I love it. Well, happy
yes.
belated birthday from the network. I was looking at it. I said, man, she just had a wonderful birthday. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Wow. Praise God.
It was great.
Amen.
It was wonderful.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It was great. Thank you.
Well, Doc, also, too, we like to have our guests kind of do an opening monologue or anything you want to say from your heart. Any opening comments you may have for us?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, I'm grateful for this unique, distinct opportunity to come and share in our society with so
yes.
many individuals having anxiety and so many
yes,
things
ma'am.
Going on in the world. Coping
yes.
is very important. So
yes.
Music is one of those modalities that helps individuals to cope, and it is proven.
Yes. Yes, it is proven, and it's proven with the best all the time. But you're right, though, Doc. We got to talk about the mental health of people today and what's going on in their lives. As you know, stress is very high today from all angles. Matter of fact, I've talked to several doctors, and the biggest thing is stress and inflammation in the body, mm-hmm. you know, from stress. So, it affects a lot of things, so we want to encourage people to listen to Dr. Barber tonight, ladies and gentlemen, about what she does and how to get in touch with her as well. On top of that, you know, Doc, we talked a little bit offline about, I want to ask you first about the personal area that just happened. Do you want to bring that up? I mean, we did talk about that a little bit, and I want to
yes.
honor
yes,
that
absolutely.
Time, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
thank
absolutely.
You so much. Tell us a little bit about
it. Yes, we just lost the queen of my family, Ellender Jones, Lady, my mother, on
yeah.
April 28, hasn't been a month ago. And so, you know, I'm that's something that I'm very much still dealing with. And
yes.
so
yes.
It's,
oh, yeah.
it feels so ironic that I chose this
yeah.
field. And
right.
now the very field that I've chosen is helping
yeah.
me to cope with, you know,
yes.
a loss. So
yes,
it's just
yes.
amazing, and I'm grateful that all
yes.
things work together for one's good. So I'm very
absolutely.
Grateful.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of that, Dr. Barber. But I do want to hear a little bit about your wonderful mommy, though. Can you give us some highlights about your mother growing up and just a little bit of whatever you want to share about her?
Yeah, she was a country girl. She was a baby in her family, and she was
mm-hmm.
from Shabuda, Mississippi. She came from a large family. And she taught her children to work hard and get up early. And she had us hanging out clothes and shelling peas. And she introduced
yeah.
us to God. So she just gave us so many wonderful things. And I feel
yeah.
as though it's easy for me to go on because she gave me a blueprint for how
yeah.
to live. So I'm grateful.
Absolutely.
I'm grateful. So
yeah,
it is
absolutely.
Well with my soul.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's right, because we know they're doing way better than we are right now. I'm going to tell you that, Doc.
That's
for
right.
sure. Praise God. So let's
she
give her
she
mother
wouldn't come
a hand.
Back if she had to.
That's right. Why would
yes.
you? That's right. In the arms of Jesus. In the arms of the Lord. Praise God. Well,
yes.
ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Network Power Connection with Dr. Kevin Vaughn and Dr. Sonora Barber, and she is the president and consultant of SCB Consulting. We're going to hear a little bit about her. Doc, we want to hear a little bit about your background, you know, areas that we didn't touch. Just growing up a little bit, if you don't mind, just a little bit about your growing up and how you came to this area of expressive art therapy. Can you just give us a little history about you for those who don't know you?
Okay, well, I grew up in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and was taught to strive for excellence and do as much as I can to get ahead in life. I found myself in Oklahoma. My family and I lived in Lawton, Oklahoma, and I happened to be one of 20 counselors who was selected to go to Oklahoma City in 1995 and work the Oklahoma City bombing. And as a result of working the bombing, I realized that it was difficult for the staff and the faculty and the students to express and to tell their story. I had just completed a master's degree, and here I am working on my first national crisis, and it was hard for those individuals to express, and it was unreasonable for me to ask them to tell me their story. So it was at that point that I realized that I needed to go back to school and get more tools under my belt to help individuals when they've been in a crisis, to help them express and find voice and to tell their story. So that's how I arrived at expressive arts therapy, through working the Oklahoma City bombing.
Wow, Doc. That means you were in the trenches early. Wow. That is amazing. That is amazing. Yeah, that's can't get any closer than that. Ma'am, you cannot get that. That's incredible. Well, we're so proud of you that you were able to stand during that time and be very aggressive in that area as well, and take your tools that you had at the time and move forward. But we're just so proud of you, really, for because that's a serious area. You talk about human lives here and mentality of human lives. Very serious. Yeah, very serious. Wow. Wow. So that's wonderful. So, Doc, that means you, Dr. Barber, that means you put all that into a consulting firm, which was a great move on your part as well. So tell us a little bit about this expressive arts therapy. And is that something you came up with? Is that a type of a technique, if you will, that the industry uses? Tell us about that.
Well, I just want to say, you know, going to Oklahoma City bomb, working the Oklahoma City bombing, and going to work that national crisis, it took on a life of itself. You know, I realized that I always like to empower individuals and help individuals to strive for excellence. But when I found that there were crises and people were stuck, and they had no place to go, and they didn't have a voice, it just kind of took a life of itself, and I found myself going back to get an advanced degree, and I wanted to help individuals specifically when they have faced crises, when they have faced trauma. I wanted to focus in that area, so I just started my company, and here we are years later.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we're so proud of you on that, Doc, because that's a nice journey. But also, Sue, it sounds like it's a calling for you. You correct me if I'm wrong, but it does sound like a calling for you, because you kept going.
Is.
Yeah, that's powerful. And very few people on the planet can do that, what you do. So we do honor you in that area. And the reason why I mentioned because I've been involved with mental health through working at mental health institution. It's very humbling. When you work at an institution, you know, to see that. And it's very, very interesting as well at the same time. But matter of fact, it was so funny, Doc. I was working, this is upstate New York. I'm from Poughkeepsie, New York. And I was working in one hospital, actually the mental hospital up in New York as a student. But I said, man, some of these people don't even need to be in here. You know, I'm thinking that because they were smarter than I was. You know what I'm saying? The way they were women and talking. You just, sometimes you just say, why are you in here? You know? But then later you find out why they're in there. But you say something is not right here. They ain't supposed to be in here. But it's interesting. But we thank God for people like yourself. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Dr. Kevin Bond. We're on with Sonara Carter Barber, ladies and gentlemen, with the president. She's president and consultant of SCB Consulting, ladies and gentlemen. And it gives, for those who may be just joining us, Dr. Barber gets involved and conducts expressive arts therapy. We'll be talking more about that, diversity, culture, competency, workshops, and training. She does this all across the country. I'm sure counsels clients on academic career and personal goals, evaluates teachers' portfolios, provides consultation and individual groups regarding business subject matter. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about each one of these too as well, because I love my teachers, Doc, and I know they need some help because, you know, things, dynamics have changed even in the school system, as you know, today. So we definitely got to talk a little bit about that. Well, Doc, overall, you know, there's so much going on today around the globe, around our nation as well. I just want to get, can you just talk a little bit, what's the state of the union from your perspective? That's what I wanted to hear, I guess. What is the state of the union from your perspective, man?
I would say plain and simple, individuals as much as possible could expand their capacity to cope. You know, a lot of times we find ourselves sideswiped when situations happen. When my mother passed, I had just talked to her that morning. And sometimes we don't always know how we're going to react. We're not prepared for how we're going to react. And so I would say, you know, as much as we can, you know, learn additional, be open to different modalities of ways that you can cope. So important, because when things happen, you know, we are often in situations where we have to survive. And sometimes we don't always make the best choices because, we don't have tools to help us to react to certain things. So survival is really important, as well as coping and making great decisions.
Yeah, absolutely, Doctor. I agree with you 1,000%. Matter of fact, you know, one thing about when a parent passes, and I think we understand that's going to happen at some time. We just don't want to happen then when it happened. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the way it happened for me with my mom. I just didn't want her to pass too early, you know. But you know, things happen. You know, it happens. So, but she was ready to go. You know, we found out she was ready to go, and she's in the arms of Jesus. And I'm sure your mom and my mom are probably talking right now, in my opinion. So probably talking about us, maybe even right now. So we thank God for that.
And wouldn't return.
I hope. Yeah, exactly. So we have hope, and we thank God for our mothers in Jesus' name. But you're right, though, Doc, about the coping survival. And, you know, this doesn't get taught anywhere. It's almost like what we call that when you have to learn as you go along. I forgot the term, but basically nobody teaches you this. I mean, you don't get it from home. Some homes may do this, of course, what I call strategic thinking. So some homes don't get it. But most places, like the church, doesn't teach it. The schools are not prepared for it, because they would have to have people in their system like you that are equipped with the right tools in order to be a consultant or be a counselor in that system, whether it's associations, businesses. As you know, even jobs are looking for people like you now, or as to say corporations. You know, they're looking for you now as well, corporations, because of all the stresses. And as companies are making people take mandatory vacations, because you could tell when they get a little tipsy on the brain, you know. So that means you need a vacation. You better get out of here, like, right now, because you may go ballistic if you don't get out of here, you know. So we thank God for what you do, Doc, in that area. But let's talk a little bit about the expressive arts therapy and how that all came about. This is actually your idea. Is that correct, as far as the title? This is your baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, expressive arts therapy. After working the Oklahoma City bombing and realizing I needed more tools to help individuals when they're stuck, when they don't want to get out of bed, that led me to realize I needed a program that dealt with a person from a holistic perspective. Actually, expressive arts therapy started during World War II is where it started. Music as a therapeutic tool that started during World War I and World War II, when the Veteran Administration noticed that the shell-shocked soldiers were better able to express and respond to the treatment when they were engaged in the art. So there was a group of volunteer musicians who wanted to build the morale of the soldiers. And they went to the VA and they played. And so the VA administrators noticed that the soldiers better responded to the treatments that they were given. They noticed changes in the blood flow and the blood pressure, and changes in the posture and the pulse rate, and just the general activity. as a result of these musicians playing. So that's mm-hmm. where it all started. Music as medicine. It started back in World War I and World War II in the VA mm-hmm. hospital. And after that that's time, VA administrators, they developed comprehensive music therapy programs at all VA hospitals. So researchers realized that music as a therapeutic tool mm-hmm. was the mm-hmm. best effective antidepressant for our veterans. So that's absolutely. Where it began. That's the history of expressive arts therapy.
Oh, that's wonderful, Doc. And we know music, the right music will move you in the right direction. I tell you, it's amazing how that all works. That is so powerful. I love it. And that was, well, I hope you guys are taking notes out there, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Dr. Sanara Barber, president and owner of SCB Consulting. And we're talking about this wonderful expressive arts therapy. We'll be diving a little bit more into that, where she's helping people become their ultimate personal wellness areas, and also encouraging them to enlarge their vision. What an area of greatness there. You know, one thing I was thinking about too, because even hospitals now, Doc, and you probably noticed already, hospitals are looking at music now and also using animals mm-hmm. and all kind of things to get responses to, other than medicine, you know, as you know today. So that's powerful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very, very powerful.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, just to your mm-hmm. point, Kaiser Permanente in California and other cities, I know in California and other states, mm-hmm. they use music to prepare patients for surgery and chemotherapy and help treat back pain and spinal injuries,
absolutely.
High blood pressure, migraines, ulcers, mm-hmm. and all sorts of things. So, yes, it's absolutely used in hospitals.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I was just thinking, I pray I don't have to go into the hospital, but if I go into the hospital for surgery, I say, play a little James Brown for me, please, before we go under. Something, you know, whatever
you
like.
Good.
Ladies, yeah, there you go. I feel good. That's right. Amen. So that's whatever it takes. I got to remember that for sure, because that's what's very, very important. But you come out, going with a good attitude, and come out with a good attitude as well. That's wonderful.
Yes,
well, Doc, tell
us
a little bit about, just generally, tell us a little bit about your workshops and how that works as well. What happens in your workshops, Doc, in your trainings?
Well, what I do is, for an example, if I'm doing a group workshop, mm-hmm. let's say, for an example, if I'm doing something for the government, the county of San Diego or something, I usually focus on expressive art therapy, music, writing, and laughter as a therapeutic tool. So for mm-hmm. an example, if I'm working in a group setting, I'll help individuals introduce them to the different modalities. And then it's generally a great idea to let individuals figure out which modality they relate to the best. For me, I like all three in terms of expressive art therapy. I relate
absolutely.
To music as a tool for healing. Laughter mm-hmm. is big for mm-hmm. me because it's good for the immune system. And
absolutely.
Writing. So it depends. So I do that and introduce them to the different modalities and mm-hmm. introduce them to exercises that they can do. For an example, a musical album.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals in these workshops, we conduct assessments to see where they are and bring to the table what they're needing. A lot of times individuals want tools so they can help them in their home lives and their work lives. So they want tools to be able to help them. And we come up with musical soundtracks, songs
mm-hmm.
that have different meanings for them so that
mm-hmm.
they can be able to function. They can be able to help other people. Because a lot of times they're working in these environments and it's hard for them to do their jobs because they're struggling themselves. So I give them exercises. We create a musical album. A musical album is the emergency toolkit, songs
mm-hmm.
that they can list to help them when they have an emergency. So it all revolves around music. And I think probably one of the more popular exercises that individuals like is an introduction. I don't have them to introduce themselves and say, my name is Sanara, I'm from Mississippi, I have a PhD, on and on and on. I have
mm-hmm.
them to introduce themselves through music, and they're not used to that. So they have to describe who they are through music, and it's all built around how music can help them to make their lives work.
Oh, I love it, Doc. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on Power Connections with Dr. Sanara Barber. She's talking some good stuff.
Yes.
President and owner of SCB Consulting. We're talking about getting deep down into the mind. Get that mind right. Get it up and where it needs to be. I love it. Doc, I was taking some notes while you was talking, man. I hope you all taking notes out there on all this stuff. I love it. Matter of fact, I was thinking about our Doc. I was thinking about our nurses, all our nurses around the country that need what you talk about. Mm-hmm. You probably know about that already. And also, too, the arts people release themselves through art and painting, if you will, that type of thing. And a lot of the healthcare systems is probably doing that, but not all of them, but a lot of them are doing that more and more, or at least looking at that now from integrative medicine, what they call integrative medicine now, which is pretty cool. So they're starting to use the music, doing the arts, whatever, bringing in a puppy. If they, you know, a beautiful puppy, they'll bring in a puppy, and believe you see them smiles come up, man. And you don't need no pain medicine if you got the puppy in your hand, you know. You shouldn't have to have it, maybe.
That's
So that's all good. So that's powerful, Doc. Yeah, that's so proud. So, Doc, now tell us about your consulting. Now, do you have a staff, or how's your team? How are you working out? Are you a one-person network there, or how's it work? How you got your team with you as well?
I subcontract when it's necessary, and I work with individuals on a one-on-one basis. I conduct groups and whatever the need is. But basically, the way I work with individuals is customized. For example, a person might one of the individuals I work with here in Los Angeles has anxiety and likes to focus on music, the benefits of music, and play her flute. So another person just likes to sing different songs, and so it's very, very customized, personalized, depending on what the person needs. But I love it because while I'm working with them, it helps me as well.
Absolutely.
So it's like a double benefit for me because it helps me all the time, and it helps me to expand the genres of music that I like to listen to. I listen to classical music, and I listen to whatever the clients want, and I'm helping myself while I'm helping them. So it's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is wonderful. Yeah, it's powerful, Doc. You know, I was just thinking, Doc, I'm always thinking about things, and you probably already thought about this too, but I'm thinking about a karaoke expressive arts therapy thing. You know, that's kind of what you talk about a little bit. You know, we get a karaoke in the house, and people just express themselves whenever they want. We pick the song they like and let them do what they want with the mic, you know, have some fun with it. So that's pretty cool. As well. I love it. So that's wonderful. So customize. Yeah, you would have to customize. That's exactly right for each contract or each event needed. Understandable, because everybody's different. Every organization is different. And also ask you about, how's your assessments work? How do you assess a new client potentially?
Well, the way I have a tool that I use to talk to them to see where they're at. I have to listen to them and see what is it that they're used to. And the reason is very important to listen to them as I ask them different questions is because I don't want them to feel like they have to want to listen to gospel music or classical music. So that's very important as I'm asking those questions and find out their musical experiences. Some people have songs that they can listen to, and it brings on a sadness. So it's very important to listen to them and hear, and I can tell pretty much if their experiences have been positive or negative. So it's very important as I'm assessing. But one of the things that I wanted to share is that there's an author by the name of Elizabeth Miles. She wrote a book, and that book is an excellent book I use. It's called Tune Your Brain, Using Music to Manage Your Mind, Your Body, and Your Mood. And so we know that music helps us to energize. It helps us to cleanse. It helps our performance as we're running and working out. I'm listening to the right music, and I'm on the treadmill, and I'm just going and going, and it's 45 minutes.
Right, exactly.
It helps us to sleep. I meditate every day, and sometimes when I need to shut my brain down and shut whatever's going on the outside, I listen to different songs. So music helps with that. It helps us to relax, to cleanse. And one of the things that I've really, really helped that I love is that music helps reduce depression. And we know that that's biblical. We
yes,
know that according to the book of Samuel, when King Saul was stricken by the evil spirit, he was depressed. His servants counseled him to find a harpist. And they found David. David was a skilled harpist, and he played for the king, and the evil spirit went away. So it's great for depression. It helps you to heal. And I just love it. It helps me to focus and compartmentalize and so many different things. And so I listen to music instead of going for a bag of potato chips.
Exactly. I love it.
So
I love it.
That's extremely helpful. And so it's so important to know these things and to understand these things and to realize that music also helps us to improve our emotional well-being, our physical, our personal growth, and to be able to create and the self-empowerment. So it just helps on so many different levels. Music. That's why you have people that say, you know, when I'm, you know, I just turn on some music and I'm able to tune things out. And that's because it's such a powerful tool, and there's so much research that supports it. Yes, absolutely.
I love it. Oh, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the wisdom of Dr. Sanara Barber, ladies and gentlemen, president and owner of SCB Consulting. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about expressive arts therapy from all angles, ladies and gentlemen, deep diving into this area, because the mind is a wonderful place to be when you can get in there. I love it. That's a wonderful time.
Absolutely.
That's great. You know, Doc, I was thinking too, as you was talking to, about the how important this area is, because we have so many distractions today, so many things of responsibility. I always take my hats off to single moms who do everything. I mean, from everything, from day one to the end of the day, whatever, just everything. And they got to keep it together. Somehow they got to keep it together. They got to have a good attitude and all that. So whatever you got to do, Doc gave us some great tools. Music is one for sure. And laughter, anything that helps you laugh, tell some knock-knock jokes or something. I don't know, Doc, whatever you got to do. To get them smiles up as well. So very, very important as well. Well, Doc, let's turn our attention to our young people. Our young people ain't happy as they should be. What's up with that, our young people? Talk to our young people a little bit.
A lot of different reasons, a lot of different things going on. Yeah. But there are a lot of young people who are, I want to back up a minute, a few minutes ago, because we talked earlier, you mentioned earlier about education. Education is a great tool to use music in terms of mathematics. There are some students who struggle with algebra and trigonometry. There's rap music and different rap songs just different songs, not necessarily rap, but that can help individuals. Writing songs can help them as a learning tool. So it's very important in terms of education how music can help individuals and help the brain.
Yes, ma'am.
In terms of our young people, music is always that tool that can help them to realize, you know, what am I thinking? When I was a principal in Long Beach, California, I would hesitate to suspend students. And I remember having this student in my school who was from Compton, and I really didn't want to give him 3 days at home because I knew what 3 days at home was going to do. And I had him to come to my office, and that was supposed to be punishment for him. And you know what he did? I never will forget this. He wrote songs, and he wrote some songs about how he was remorseful for the damage that he had done. And it was so powerful how, you know, you can take something and you can just be creative and you can turn something around. So I just think music is great. And there's research to support that, you know, it helps our young people academically, emotionally, physically, and music works in all areas. So it just takes the right person, and you have to have creativity nowadays and working with young people, because, you know, a lot of times they like to write and they like to express themselves. So why not express through music?
Exactly, Doc. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 1,000% on that. And we got to give Doc a wonderful hand for that, because, Doc, that is so important, because everybody wants to be expressing themselves in some manner. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way we are. That's who we are. So we got to give the proper platform. We got to give the proper motivation and areas. We don't want the kids going around painting all the buildings, of course, around the city. But we want them to go paint, though, right? We want them to paint, but just paint inside the system, you know, inside of a particular structure system. So that's what we're talking about. And as you know, Doc, too, one thing, and don't get me started on this one, one thing that we missed as a nation, they took music out of most of the schools today, as you know. So that was sad. And a lot of the classes were stopped for whatever reason. I don't know if that was by design or just because of budgets or what, but the point is that was a huge mistake, in my opinion, taking music out of high school and the grade, you know, the middle school level, because that would have been a big difference. Like you said, I think it would be a lot different a world had they kept music in their system, you know, my opinion.
I agree.
No, just a crazy.
And to your point, it is sad that music has been taken out of the schools in so many different arenas, and that's the reason that I appreciate when things happen and music therapy is highlighted. It's highlighted in the media. It's wonderful. Back in 2011, you may have remembered the Tulsa, Arizona shooting when former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords and 18 others were shot. I know you probably remember that.
Yes, ma'am.
So music therapists were called in immediately after this Tucson shooting to help those individuals. And Gabby Giffords, the former congresswoman, she relearned to talk partly because of music therapy. She suffered from aphasia, and just the learning, the language pathways in her brain hemisphere, but she learned the layering of words on the top of melodies and rhythm, and she was able to relearn. So I love it when things happen.
That's powerful,
Doc. Publicized. So, it's powerful. Yes. Absolutely.
Very powerful. That's why we take our hats off to you, Doc. Yeah, that's why we take our hats off to you, because that's a specialized area. No doubt about it, Dr. Barber, and we thank God for you, because that's very specialized. You have to be a very patient person also, ladies and gentlemen, so don't think that's something that happens overnight. You got to be very patient with people. Yes. I know that for sure.
You have to be.
Amen. Hey,
absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, you're talking to Dr. Sanara Barber, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections, president and owner of SCB Consulting. We're just excited about her taking some time out and talking to us about the expressive arts therapy, one of the tools and all the tools that she uses and all the things that she does around this wonderful nation and out west. And we're just excited about some great, she gave us some great examples today too of some serious areas that she has been a part of to help in the healing process as well. It's all about expression, all about helping people grow and get back to some normalcy, if you will, of their life, Doc. So very, very powerful. Hey, Doc, let's move into, before we open up the line, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines in a little bit, but we'll ask Doc a couple more questions. But if you'd like to have a question or comment for Dr. Barber, ladies and gentlemen, just hit star and the one on your phone, star and one. That'll put you in queue. Now let me know that you want to come on. We'll mention only your last four digits, okay? We'll give you a few minutes to get ready for that. Hey, Doc, also, too, now you counsel. You kind of talked to us a little bit about this, but you also counsel and evaluate teachers' portfolios. Tell us a little bit about that. What's that all about? You mean you look at their resumes or something, or what you do there for them?
Well, what I used to do for Mount St. Mary's University was help train teachers to be teachers. So in other words, these are teachers who are majoring in K-12 who are focusing on becoming teachers, and they have to present these portfolios and receive feedback on, you know, what they're doing wrong and working with the students. And that was really important, just to see the mindsets of teachers and to be able to give them feedback on how they can do their job more proficiently or learn to do their job. So I really, really enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, that's powerful, Doc, right there. That's a great area, great tool. And, Doc, I was going to ask you, for the teachers, do you consult them to look at using expressive arts therapy in the way they like? I don't think they teach that, so in their profession, but do they ask you for, you know, advice, or do you give advice in that area to help them along?
Well, what I was able to do while evaluating teacher portfolios is to give them ideas on how to work with the students. So some students may have learning disabilities. So it's really important when giving feedback to teachers to help them to be as creative and open as they can, because they're working with children from different environments. So I always pushed expressive arts therapy and being creative, because we all learn different. I'm a kinesthetic learner. You might be a visual learner. So I was always pushing the different modalities and helping teachers to go inside themselves and examine their biases and to look at what do you like? So what do you think will be good for this child? Mm-hmm. So I really, really enjoyed that. I'm trying to finish my book now. So once I finish my book, I'll be able to resume helping teachers. But I love it. I love influencing teachers. I love influencing teachers in a positive way, because our teachers have so much input into the thinking of our children, and they are investing in their lives, and it's so important. So I really enjoyed that. Yeah. I really enjoyed those years of teaching and evaluating their portfolios and seeing how they think and challenging them to be creative, because our children come from different families, and they need creativity.
Yes, ma'am. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the voice of Dr. Sonora Barber, ladies and gentlemen, president and owner of SCB Consulting. We're talking about the wonderful topic of expressive arts therapy. I love it. Hope y'all taking some notes out there, guys. I love it. I love it. You know, one thing, Doc, I'll just throw this out here, but I wanted to ask you a question. Can you use food for expressive arts therapy? Can you use foods?
Oh my gosh! I don't know. I don't know. But you know, let me just share this. This research. This research talks about listening to music has a way of to relax you and to help you to eat less. I haven't experienced that.
So I love it.
I don't know. The research supports that. And I can imagine it does. You're out at a nice dinner and you're listening to some classical music and you're not gobbing your food down. You're eating slowly. But the part of the research that I wasn't sure about is that it helps you to eat less.
I love it. I love it. I don't know about that either.
I can't speak on that.
Yeah, we're going to have to come back to that one, guys.
I can't speak on that.
No problem.
I have to do some more research on that.
Yeah, we'll do some more research. Matter of fact, we'll Google that sometime in the future. We'll just Google see what's going on. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines for Dr. Barber and on Power Connections. We're just excited about her being with us. Doc, we're going to open up the lines and see who's out there listening to you and see if they have a question or a comment for you, whatever they like to say there. We'd love to bring them on. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Dr. Kevin Vaughn and Dr. Barber, and we're talking about expressive arts therapy, and we're going to open up the lines now for you because we're on the World Wide Web. We got people listening all the way down to Australia, Africa, Asia, so we want to make sure we keep your number private. So I'm going to mention only your last four digits, and then we'll give you a few seconds to come on mute as well. So our first caller, Dr. Barber, is 1478. 1478, you're live on the air with Dr. Barber. God bless you.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Vaughn.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good evening, Dr. Vaughn.
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing?
Doing fantastic.
Doing
thanks
great.
For joining us.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Dr. Barber.
Hello. Good evening, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Don't call me sir. I'm your first cousin. How you doing, sir?
I love it.
That sounds like Mr. President. It sounds like I'm talking to Mr. President from Tuscaloosa.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah,
I love it.
Here you go. There you go. From one president to the other president. There you go. Cuz, I'm very proud of you, cuz. And first, I want to start by saying I want to express my condolences to you and the family, you know, the people that I haven't spoken to. And I also want to say happy belated birthday. So,
thank you.
At the same time, I'm very proud of you. Yeah, okay, I'm very proud of you, Sonara. You're doing a fantastic job, and I'm enjoying the program.
Thank you. What's your question? You have to have a question now.
Okay,
what's your question, sir, Mr.
President? Man, I was just calling in the office support and tell you just how much I love you. I'm not going to stay on the phone. And I really didn't have a question. So, like I said, I'm just, as a relative, I want to call in and just say, hey, I'm proud of you. I love you. You're doing a fantastic job. And I look forward to seeing you again, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. And you continue doing great.
All right. Take care, Senator.
All right. Thank you,
Mr. President. Thank you, sir. Have a good evening and a great week coming up too as well. Bless you now. Amen. That's wonderful, Doc. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, our next caller is last four digits. We'll open up the lines for Dr. Barber. Next caller is 7195. 7195, you're live on air if you'd like to speak. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. We are live on with Dr. Barber. God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is Ron and Tony from Los Angeles. I've been listening to the doctor, and I agree with almost 100% of the things that she's been saying, just intuitively, just dealing with people. I have two questions. First one is, how do you select clients for the EBT? And the second question is, how do you select the modalities for the clients?
The first, I'm sorry, let me get your name, sir. Did you say your name? What's your name, sir?
Ron, R-O-N.
Oh, hello, Ron. So your first question was, how do I select clients for the EBT?
Yes, and then after that, how do you select the modalities that you use for the client?
Well, to answer your question, I don't decide which, and this can be an answer for both. I don't decide, as I said before, it's customized. Let me give you an example for the second one. It depends on what they best relate to. For an example, let me give you an example. If I like, if I'm going to see a food doctor, and that doctor wants to help me with an addiction, and that doctor says to me that steak is not good for me because it doesn't help with the digestive system, I might not have a problem with steak. I might have a problem with beef. So as I mentioned earlier, it depends on what their preference is. For an example, if I go to a doctor, if I go see a physical doctor, I might go see a doctor about a headache, whereas you might have a problem with your stomach. So it depends on what the preference of the individual is, what the preference of the individual has, and what they can best relate to. If they like music, or if they like writing, it's customized. Just like when you go to a doctor, and it depends on the symptom. So I don't select it because I don't know what a person might come to me with. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So I work with whatever their issue is. As I gave an example earlier, I have a person that lives in San Pedro, and she has anxiety. So her preference, what helps her, is to play her flute, and we talk about the benefits of music. So when I meet them where they are and have the tools to meet them where they are, I best help them because they're bringing the symptom to me, and I just have the tools to work with that symptom. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And you're welcome to call me offline if you have additional questions or if you would like for me to expand on that more. I'll be happy to do that for you, Ron.
Thank you very much.
My fellow Los Angeles.
I love it. Yeah, I love it,
Los Angeles. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Ron. Great question there, Doc. Great question, and thank everybody who's listening and everybody who had questions. Thank you so much for being on with Dr. Senora Barber, ladies and gentlemen, Power Connection. She's our Power Connection. She's connecting the power tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you that much. She is connecting the power. Wow, that's great. Well, Doc, I tell you, but time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
This has been wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. You know, this is your network, too, so can't wait to have you back. When that book's ready, let us know so we can start promoting that for you as well. So keep in mind, this is your network as well, and you're just a phone call away. What I love about this network, I don't have to fly you in to be in the studio. You can just be in your own place. I love it.
That's right. That's wonderful. And
wonderful?
I thank you for this great opportunity. It's been wonderful. I thank you for this opportunity.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Barber. God is good. We give God all the glory. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the wonderful voice of Sonara Barber, president and owner of SCB Consulting. We've been talking about, and you guys can probably Google this, expressive arts therapy. See, y'all do a little research and learn something new, right? I'm going to do some little research myself this week, but learn something new. And Doc's been talking about in the area of therapy for, you know, whatever the requirement is. You got exercising, you got laughter. Laughter will take care of a lot of stuff. And then writing and arts and all kind of stuff. But Doc is qualified to help the organization, help individuals, help groups, associations in this area of growth, and it gets you back to the ultimate personal well-being as well. I love it. Hey, Doc, one thing we love to give our guests is some final thoughts, some things, what we call targets for action, if you will. Anything you'd like to say to our audience out there that you like to do. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you can get in touch with Doc, too, Dr. Sonora Barber. Just put her name in there in LinkedIn specifically. You could get in touch with her through LinkedIn. I'm sure if you Google her as well, Sonora Barber, you'll get her as well. She's the president and owner of SCB Consulting as well. So, and if you got any questions, give me a call as well on the network, 404-401-0233, and I'll be glad to forward the information to Dr. Barber. But Doc, if you would, give us some closing comments, some takeaways, some action, call to action. That's what I was trying to think of earlier. Call to action stuff. Anything you want to say, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I was just going to say to the radio listeners to expand the ways that you cope. If you listen to music and if you listen to a certain genre of music, consider exploring different genres of music to help you find a song that speaks to your heart and keep that song, especially during those times when you may not feel your best. You might be feeling lonely. You might be feeling sad. Explore other means, and not just music. Explore writing. Writing is great for the immune system and laughter. Mm-hmm. There's some great clean comedy that helps the mind, that helps the brain, and it changes the mood. So I would just say explore the different modalities that can help you during those times when you're sideswiped, and keep laughing and just be blessed.
That's powerful. Doc, I wanted to ask you a question real quick about the music side. What do you recommend for music for people to have a headsets on, earplugs on, you know, as far as earbuds, or open speaker, like in a room with the speakers in it? What do you recommend for people to really
type of headset? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, not the type of headset, but whether I should have headsets on or just have my earplugs in, or maybe have just open speakers, like in a room, and the speakers are in the other corner or something playing, and I'm laying down or something like that. Any particular method you like?
Well, I like to be respectful when I'm in a public environment.
Yeah.
If I'm in the airport or something, obviously I'm gonna put something on.
Right.
But if
exactly.
I'm, you know, in my vehicle or if I'm in, you know, a work setting and there's people around, of course I want to be respectful. But I just like to listen to something that's inspirational. I want to listen to the music that can inspire me to do better, to overcome.
Yep.
And I think that's most important. You know, you want to be respectful of others, because what ultimately you want to happen is you want the music to make you better. You want the music to make you want to go higher. And and so, of course, you want to listen to it where you're being respectful and just take away something from it that can help you to cope and to strive for excellence.
Yeah, that's powerful, Doc. That's great.
While increasing your personal well-being.
Absolutely. That is awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, hearing some great wisdom today, guys, from Dr. Barber. I hope you all are taking some notes on this. And ladies and gentlemen, also too, for those who don't know, you can Google, actually go on YouTube and Google everything she's saying as far as the type of music, motivational music, if you want motivational quotes, things like that. All that's on there, guys. Just go to YouTube and just type in the keyword, and you'll get some great stuff to start your day and keep it moving, guys. I am so excited about that. Well, wow. Well, Doc, you know, we got to have you back. I want to give you some final. Any other thoughts you had here, Doc, you wanted to say? We'll make sure we give you enough time there. You good?
Well, I'm just grateful for the opportunity and just realize that the music helps in so many different
yes.
areas. It helps dementia patients. It helps students who have autism, and it helps in so many
yep.
different areas. I'll be happy to share the different areas and be able to give examples
yeah.
of how it helps and
yeah.
and with coping
yeah.
and being able to just, you know, help
yeah.
in emergency situations
yeah.
and for example
exactly.
Marvin Sapp wrote
yeah.
the song Never Would Have Made It as a result
right.
of his father that passed and having to preach his funeral and just so many different
Woo.
Areas that music can help
yeah,
in the individual. You know, music has helped me when I was stuck.
Yes, ma'am.
To music has helped me through a lot of rough patches. So
yes,
I'll be
ma'am.
Happy to
Same
come
here.
Back and give some examples
yes.
in
yes.
different areas how music can help individuals. I'll be glad to do that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Doc. Yeah, we'll look at your schedule and see if you can come back at least once a month and talk about these areas and give us some tips and some
okay.
tools. And I love it. That's powerful. I love it. Hey, guys, this has been great. Dr. Sonora Barber, ladies and gentlemen, is with us on Power Connection. She's our power player today, president and owner of SCB Consulting. Hey, our key words tonight were expressive arts therapy. She is an expert in this area. And one thing I love about Dr. Barber, she loves what she does. You can tell that real quick, man. She loves what she does. She's qualified to do what she does, and she's taking it to the next level. So, Doc, thank you so much for that. And what you do in helping individuals
You're so
move
welcome.
Forward. You're powerful. That's
and thank
wonderful.
You for having me. This has been wonderful. This has been great. Thank you. I look forward to returning.
Yes, ma'am. You are always welcome. This is part of your network. We're all family, no matter what part of the planet you're on. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be a part of that. So, guys, you guys enjoy yourself, right, this week. And, Doc, you got anything for the week for people? What would you tell people to do this week? Anything? Real quick,
I would challenge them. Actually, thank you for
yeah.
that question.
Yeah.
I would challenge them to find a different genre of music to listen to and look at what it does for you. Just to see
yeah.
if you can get something from it to expand yourself, because you want to expand your capacity. Because you know, again, we never know what tomorrow may bring. So
that's right.
Listen to some different genres of music.
Yes, man, and there's enough of it from Japanese to Chinese to black to country, whatever you like, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I love instrumentals, Doc. I love instrumentals. A lot of instrumentals out
yes.
there, guys. A lot
yes.
of instrumentals. You
yes.
can get instrumental.
Yeah,
high, I love high energy.
Yes.
Yep, classical, high energy music. Anything to get you in the mood and put you in the right mind, guys. And also, too, remember, ladies and gentlemen, God is not giving you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and
That's
a sound
right.
mind. And the sound, get it? Sound mind, that means sound. That means good sounds going in as well, I think. So we're excited about that. I love that. Well, Doc, we want you to have a great evening. Appreciate your time again. We want you to have a powerful and productive week. Can't wait to have you back on Power Connections. You are a power connector for the week. And thank you so much for your time and wisdom on everything you said tonight. Thank
yes.
you so much. Expressive arts therapy,
right.
ladies and gentlemen, from Dr.
Yes.
Barber, president and CEO of SCB
yes.
Consulting. Doc, take care. Thank you so much. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Right.
He loves you.
All right.
All
Thank
right.
you. Thank you.
Okay,
Peace
Dr.
and
Barber,
blessings
take
to
care
you.
Now. Thank you so much. Bless you now. Hey, guys, this has been great, guys. This is Kevin Vaughn. Our special power guest was Dr. Sonora Barber. She's on LinkedIn. Ladies and gentlemen, president and owner again of SCB Consulting. Dr. Sonora Barber, for those who want to have her first name, is Sonara Barber on LinkedIn, where you can tap into her network there and get more information. If you have online or offline questions, you can email her there or contact her as well. So we're looking forward to that. Hey, I'm getting ready to get out of here, guys. Thank you so much for Power Connections. Have a great evening, great week. Remember to remember this, guys. Remember this. Always, always, always out love, out forgive. And I'll serve each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. There's only one God, ladies and gentlemen, one Holy Spirit. and know that they all love you. They're all one, and they all love you, and they want you to enjoy your life. Jesus said he come that you may have life more abundantly. Isn't that wonderful? So right there, you can have the abundant life through Jesus Christ. So God bless you, and we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for you, and we love you, and we look forward to talking to you soon. We'll see you guys next time, okay? This is Dr. Kevin Vaughn on Power Connections. Bye-bye.